to die.
啊，你们可能也有人正在像那个小鹰一样，觉得自己要掉下去摔死了。
I imagine some of you here today are caught into sin or some bondage and you don't have hope for the future.
啊，也有一些人可能正在被自己的罪所捆绑。
Let me tell you as we gather before these elements that there is hope.
啊，请让我再次告诉你们，啊，人生是有希望的。
And that hope is not in the reversal of your circumstances.
这个希望不在于扭转你目前的局面。
That hope is putting your faith in God to swoop down and rescue you.
希望在于你相信神会接住你。
As we partake of these elements, we do so with grateful hearts.
我们来接受圣餐的时候，让我们以一颗感恩的心。
Because these elements speak to us of God's great rescue of us.
因为我们的圣餐再次向我们显明神是如何在空中接住降落的我们。
There's nothing that we can do to get rid of sin.
我们又可以努力除去我们生命中的罪恶。
But Jesus understood that, and his death forgave us.
耶稣知道我们自己是多么软弱，所以他用他自己的生命来救赎了我们。
There are no hopeless situations in life.
如果光看生活的话，我们经常会绝望到已经没有任何希望。
There's only people that have lost hope in God.
因为人失望的时候才能看到神。
Put your hope in God.
所以把大家的希望都放到神上面。
He will rescue you.
只有他才能拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you for these elements.
主啊，感谢你给我们的圣餐。
We thank you for the bread. No adults can leave.
小孩可以走，大人不能走。
It's wonderful to be back with you again.
很高兴能再回到大家中间。
I trust that God has richly blessed your church. I like to see your choir. It's wonderful.
我相信神大大祝福你们的教会。今天看到你们的诗班献唱，觉得特别的高兴。
If you sell a CD, I'll buy one.
如果你们要卖唱片的话，我会买一张。
At Grace Church in recent days, we're studying the book of Isaiah.
在他们自己的教会，最近他们正在学习以赛亚书。
It's all about finding hope during troubled times.
以赛亚书就是告诉我们如何在困境中看到希望。
We live in very troubled times.
我们大家都生活在一个充满困扰的环境当中。
They're saying that the oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico could have a huge effect on our country.
就像现在在墨西哥湾那个钻井平台爆炸以后，泄露了很多油，有很多的污染。
Was anyone stuck in Europe because of the volcano?
有没有人困在欧洲回不来，因为火山爆发的缘故？
We had some folks from our church that were just made it in right underneath. They were like the last flight out of England.
在他们教会就有人遇到类似的情况。
Since we met the last time, there have been several earthquakes.
我上次来，这中间。竟然发生了很多次的地震。
One gets the idea that God is trying to speak to us and trying to wake us up from our slumber.
有人认为是神在向我们发话了，想把我们唤醒。
But another consequence of that is a lot of people are losing hope.
但是另外一个消极的一面就是许多人就觉得有点没有希望了。
We're going to jump into Isaiah chapter 40 today.
今天让我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
But the first 39 chapters of Isaiah has been a blistering attack against the nations where God is pouring out his wrath against them.
以赛亚书前三十九章都是告诉世人神是如何会惩罚他们。
And as people realize that God is judging the world, they're filled with despair and they're devastated.
当人们知道神是在审判万民的时候，他们有的时候就觉得没有希望了。
Yet in Isaiah chapter 40, it starts with these words, comfort, comfort my people, says your God.
但是以赛亚书四十章一开始就说，你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
There are times that we become filled with despair and we say, Lord, would you speak a word of comfort to me?
当我们在心灰意冷的时候，我们经常会仰望神说，神啊，你对我说一句话吧。
And that's what this chapter of Isaiah is about. It's about comfort for people who are troubled inside.
这就是以赛亚书四十章的用意，就是要安慰那些没有希望的人。
This chapter teaches us to anchor our lives in four different places.
这一章教导我们，我们要把自己的生命建立在四个根基上。
The first anchor point is to anchor in the character of God.
第一个根基就是我们一定要明白神的神性。
In verse 27, the people are complaining, they're whining, and they're saying, Lord, have you forgotten about us?
在27节，我们可以看到当时的人是如何的抱怨，发牢骚，说神啊，你是不是把我们忘记了？
They're saying, God, I know you're concerned about world peace, but what about my life as I live in Stanford or in Wilton?
就像我们经常是认为神肯定是关心那些大的事情，比如说世界和平之类的。但是对于我们自己，我们这个生活在南康州的一个小小的草民，神是不是很关心呢？
So their complaint turns to whining, which leads to despair.
所以人们的抱怨变成牢骚，变成绝望。
And in verse 28, the prophet Isaiah says, Come on, guys, don't you remember about our God?
28节，以赛亚对他的民说，你岂不曾知道吗？你难道忘了神的作为吗？
Don't you remember what we taught you in Sunday school?
以赛亚说，你们难道忘了我们在主日学教给你们那些东西吗？
And so there are two characteristics about God that Isaiah brings out. First of all, that God is eternal, and then that God is the creator.
以赛亚告诉我们，神有两个神性，第一就是他是永远存在的，第二就是他是世界的创造者。
When we say that God is eternal, that means that God has no beginning and God has no end. He is ageless.
神是永远存在的，他是没有始没有终，他一直就在那里。
In philosophical terms, he is the uncaused cause, or he is the primary mover.
在哲学中也许会称神为一种没有原因的原因，一个最起始的原因。
Our whole universe is expanding like this.
我们的宇宙正在像这样子扩张。
Now the question is, if there's movement in this universe, who caused it?
如果宇宙中充满了变化、变动，是谁来促使的这些变化呢？
The only explanation for that is that God put the bang in the Big Bang.
唯一的解释就是神在宇宙大爆炸中，他是那个大爆炸本身。
Without God moving, nothing would be in motion.
如果神不动的话，没有一件事情会发生的。
So God is everlasting.
所以神是永远不变的。
He is also the creator of the ends of the earth.
也是我们存在的创造者。
Now evolution puts it this way. Lightning strikes the mud and life comes out.
从进化论的角度说天上的闪电击中了地上的土壤，促使了基因的突变。
And at this point I always like to just ask a question.
但是我要问一个问题。
First of all, how does lightningcreate 4 billion bits of information that's found in the simple cell.
第一就是一个闪电怎么能够创造出一个简单细胞里面所蕴含的40亿种信息呢？
And the second question is, where did the lightning come from?
那么闪电是从何而来呢？
God is the creator.
神是创造者。
By faith we believe that he started everything.
我们以信心，我们相信神开始了世上的一切的东西。
Scientists also have faith.
科学家也需要信心。
And they believe that everything came from nothing.
他们相信，啊，一切都是从无中来得来的。
I say my faith is much easier to believe.
我认为我的信心比他们的信心要更加容易坚守。
But these points of God's eternality and His creation should cause us to move away from despair.
认识到神永存不变，还有他是我们的创造者，这个两个事实，就会使我们摆脱目前的绝望。
This is how this church service should end today.
就是我们今天的敬拜就应该到此为止了。
As you walk out the front door at the end of this service, you will see a beautiful bird in the sky.
你们这时候出去走到门口，抬头看一看美丽的天空。
And seeing that bird should cause you to say, Hallelujah! Praise God!
看到天上的飞鸟，你们要尽情地赞美神，说 Hallelujah!
And then you're going to see a beautiful flower.
然后你低头看到地上一朵美丽的野花。
And that should cause you to say, Wow, God, look at the beauty that you've made there.
也应该能使你由衷的赞美神创造的完美的美丽的世界。
And then you're going to see hopefully a beautiful cumulus cloud that doesn't have rain in it.
也许你会看到天上一团乌云。
And that should cause you to say, Glory to God, glory to God.
也应该让你能够由衷的赞美。
If you walk out of this church service and you see God's creation and God's eternality, it will cause you to move from despair to hope.
当你走出这个教堂，看到外面这些神所造的美景的时候，一定会让你从绝望中走出来。
But if you leave today and say, Oh, it just was an accident, you will be in despair.
但是如果你今天走出去，看到这些东西，认为他们只不过是一些随机产生的偶然而已，你也还会不断的绝望的。
We believe that God is there.
因为我们认为神就在那里。
We believe that God is eternal and powerful.
我们认为神是永存的，是有大能的。
We believe that we are not freaks or random mutations, but that we are beautifully designed by God.
我们相信我们本人都不是一些随机产生的偶然事件，我们是神精心雕琢的。
We anchor in the character of God.
我们的希望建立在对神性的理解上。
The second anchor is in the understanding of God.
第二个希望的根基就是我们要相信神的判断。
In verse 28, he doesn't grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
28节说，你们岂不曾知道吗？岂不曾听见吗？
God's understanding is infinite.
因为神他所知道的是无穷的，是无限大的。
It's even beyond our ability to comprehend it.
神所知道的事情不是我们的能力可以理解的。
It is a limitless source of knowledge.
神的知识是没有边界的。
In God's knowledge, there are no surprises. There is nothing that takes him and he goes, Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen.
在神眼里，没有任何事情是一个意外或者是没有想到的。
Our hope is not rooted in the smartest people on this planet.
我们的希望不在于世上的这些聪明人。
We don't place our hope in politicians.
你不能把希望寄托在政客的身上。
We don't place our hope in college professors.
你不能把希望寄托在大学老师身上。
We don't place our hope in pastors.
你不能把希望寄托在教会牧师身上。
We place our hope in the knowledge of God.
我们的希望都寄托在神和神的判断力上。
The knowledge of God is incredibly vast.
因为神的知识是无限广大的。
It says in Psalm 147 that God has given names to all of the stars in the universe.
就像诗篇147篇讲到，神数点星宿的数目，给了他们称他们的名。
According to a figure of, in the year 2003, there are 70 sextillion stars in the universe.
根据最近的数字表明，在宇宙当中可知的星星座有七乘以十的二十二次方。
That is 70 with 21 zeros behind it.
就是七乘以十的二十二次方这么多。
That number exceeds the number of grains of sands on all of the seashores and beaches on the entire planet.
这个数目超过那些这个星球上所有的沙子的颗粒，这些数目加起来比这个还要多。
And God has names for each one of those stars.
神他知道每一颗星星。
Twinkie. 1047B5. I don't know what his names are, but he has names for everyone.
他说神给每一颗星座都有名字。
God's knowledge is also specific.
而且神他所知道的，他也知道那些特别具体的事情。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 29, it says that God knows when any sparrow falls from a tree to the ground.
马太福音告诉我们，连一只乌鸦掉在地上，神也知道。
Now, I don't know how many birds there are on this planet, but God knows the exact number of birds and where they are right now.
神知道这个星球上有多少只鸟，也知道每一只鸟现在正在什么地方。
That's how specific his knowledge is.
因为神知道的事情也是很具体的。
God's knowledge is also very personal.
神的知识也是非常个人的。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 30, it says that God numbers the very hairs that are on our head.
马太福音还告诉我们，连我们每人头上有几根头发，神都数过。
Now do you know that I'm one of God's favorites?
你们就知道我肯定是神最喜欢的一个。
Because I make the count very easy for him.
因为他让神数起来很容易。
But he knows how many hairs that I have on my head right now.
他知道现在牧师头上有几根头发。
It's more than 100.
肯定超过100根了。
But not much more.
也多不到哪去了。
Have you ever thought in your mind, you know what, I'm going to give God advice?
你们有没有曾经想过要给神提一些建议？
I know how to run the universe better than God.
我觉得我管理宇宙万物可能要比神要更加有效一些吧。
Because every time we think that we could improve upon God's will, that's what we're saying.
就是因为我们经常觉得自己可以把神的计划弄得更好一点。
The human brain at birth is about 14 ounces.
一个人的大脑大概有14盎司。
The human brain reaches its maximum size at age 15.
在一个人15岁的时候，他的大脑已经发育到了极限。
That doesn't mean it reaches its maximum sharpness by age 15.
但并不意味着你15岁的时候就已经最聪明了。
But at that time, it can weigh up to 46 ounces.
那个时候可能有48盎司。
Now scientists tell us that we only use 10% of our brain.
科学家认为我们只用了十分之一的大脑。
I have no idea how they get that number.
我不知道他们是怎么算出来的。
But if that's true, that means that we operate with about a quarter pounder going on in our head.
如果那个是真的话，我们只是用了四分之一磅的这么多的大脑。
And if you think that you can run the universe better with your quarter pounder than God, you're mistaken.
如果你认为你用你自己四分之一磅的这点小小的脑子就可以把事情管理的比神还要好的话，那你就大错特错了。
And if you think that your quarter pounder is the hope for the future, you will be in despair.
如果你认为自己四分之一的这个大脑就能给你带来对未来的希望的话，那你肯定会要绝望的。
But if you say this, if you say, Lord, I'm not going to trust my quarter pounder, but I'm going to trust your wisdom,You will find hope.
如果你说神啊，我不相信我自己这四分之一的脑袋，我完全信靠你，我相信你。
In fact, that is the key for hope.
那样你就找到了希望的钥匙。
To say, I'm not going to trust my understanding, but I will anchor in God's understanding.
当你认识到不能凭借自己的判断力，而是充分相信神的判断力的时候，你就找到了希望。
If you make that change, you will leave here today with hope.
如果今天你意识到这一点，你走出这里的时候会充满了希望。
The third anchor is we anchor in the provision of God.
第三点就是我们要认识到神的供应。
Could you read 29 and 30?
二十九到三十节说，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
What does God have as a provision he wants to give to us?
神要给我们供应什么东西呢？
Strength and power.
给我们力量和能力。
And what do we have to offer God from our side of the equation?
从我们而言，我们能给神什么呢？
Weariness, weakness, being tired, and stumbling and falling.
我们的软弱，我们的疲乏困倦，我们全然跌倒。
And what God says is, let's make an exchange.
如果神说，咱们换一换吧。
I will give you all of my strength and my power if you give me all of your weakness and your stumbling.
我把我的力量能力都给你，你把你的软弱疲乏都给我。
That is called the exchanged life.
那就是一个交换的生命。
And that is the only anchor for hope.
那才是你希望的根源所在。
We need to get to the point where we say, Lord, I'm weary, and I'm tired, and I'm not going to make it.
我们应该认识到自己应该勇于承认，在神面前勇于承认自己已经疲乏困倦，将要跌倒了。
And when we get to that point and we say, Lord, help me, would you give me strength and power? God says,Okay, I will.
只有当我们认识到那一点的时候，我们才知道向神呼求，求神赐给我们能力和力量，而且神也会欣然地加给我们力量。
Do you know what causes us not to say, "Help me, Lord"?
你知道是什么东西阻碍你去向神求力量吗？
It's the greatest sin.
那是人最大的罪恶。
It's called pride.
那就称作骄傲。
Pride is the greatest sin.
骄傲是我们能犯的最大的罪恶。
Pride says, I can do it by myself.
骄傲让你认为你自己可以做任何事情。
Pride says, I'm not tired.
骄傲使你在困倦疲乏的时候还不承认。
Pride says, yes, my life is wonderful.
骄傲使你在生活的困境当中还是认为自己的生活一帆风顺。
The scriptures tell us that even young people grow tired and weary.
这些经节告诉我们，即使少年人也会疲乏困倦。
But those who say to God, you be my strength and power, will find divine provision for every trial.
但是那些勇于向神承认自己的软弱，向神求力量的人就能得到从神而来的供应。
The longer I live, the more I realize I can't do it myself.
我在世上活得越长，我越能认识到自己有很多事情不能做。
After many years of trials and of being dropped by God and not knowing how to fly, I've come to the point where I say, God, I can't do it by myself.
在经历了多年的试炼以后，在多次被神从空中扔下来，仍然不能自己飞翔的时候，我终于认识到，神呐，我是力不从心。
And I'm just beginning to understand what it really means to live by faith.
直在这个时候，我才真正意识到什么叫做靠信心生活。
What it really means to say, Lord, I need your strength and I need your power.
我才意识到我是多么需要主给我的力量。
My second son is not a believer.
我家的老二还不信主。
And he's 27 years old.
他已经27岁了。
And I've tried everything in the world to reach him myself.
我试过各种办法想要开启他的心。
But nothing I do can reach him.
可是不管我做什么都不能让他感动。
And so now,I'm just placing him in God's hands and saying, God, you reach him.
所以现在我就把他完全交托在神的手中，说神呐，你来感动他吧。
And that has provided such an incredible strength and peace to my wife and I as we have placed them in God's hands.
当我们把它交托在神的手里的时候，我和我的太太心中就充满了非常不可言喻的那种释放和平安。
Some of you are in situations with employment or with relationships that you can't control.
你们在座的也许会经历一些个人生活上一些困扰。
There's people in this room that probably have health issues that the doctors are saying they're not looking good.
也许有人身体不好，有一些病痛。
Say to God, I'm weak and I'm stumbling.
你要对神说，神啊，我很软弱，我要跌倒了。
And ask him for his strength and his power.
向神要他的能力和力量。
Anchor in the provision that comes from God.
把你的希望寄托在神的供应上面。
Let's go to the last one, the fourth anchor.
最后一点。
We anchor in the hope of the Lord.
我们是靠神等候耶和华。
Could you read 31?
31节说，但那等候耶和华的必从心得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
The key for that verse is the first word, but.
这一节最重要的一个字是但。
But means that we have a choice to make.
这个转折词告诉我们，我们有一个选择。
But means we can have hope even as we're falling through the sky.
这个转折词告诉我们，纵然我们正在从空中跌落，我们也是有希望的。
But means you can leave today with hope.
这个转折词告诉我们，在今天我们就可以生活在希望当中。
Now the question is, what is that word hope?
那么那个希望是什么呢？
In our culture, hope means, oh, I hope so.
在现在人的生活中，你希望就是说，哎，你想当然就是这样。
When we cross our fingers, that means luck. I hope I have good luck.
在美国人的习俗里面，他们把两个手指头交叉在一起，就来表明他们希望的一些事情愿就是想成就是
That has nothing to do with the Hebrew concept of hope.
就是这种我们现在生活中的这些提到这种希望美梦成真这种和这里面经节里面讲的是不一样的。
Hope means to trust, to lean on.
在经节里面这个希望就是我们中文那个等候也有一个靠倚靠的这个含义。
Hope means you are expecting this to come out.
Can you say that again?
Hope means that you're expecting it to turn out okay.
就是说你希望它一切事情最后都是好的。
Hope means you have confidence for the future.
意思就是你对未来的发展有信心。
Hope makes all the difference in the world.
那样如果那样的话世上一切事情就都有一个新的概念。
Even scientists realize the difference that hope makes.
甚至科学家也意识到希望会给人带来巨大的变化。
A medical study was done of 122 men.
有一个医学研究了122个人。
And these men had suffered a heart attack.
这些人都曾经患过心脏病，心脏病有发作。
And they took the 25 most pessimistic and they put them in this controlled group.
他们挑出了其中25个最乐观的人。
And they took the 25 most optimistic and put them in this controlled group.
他们又挑出了25个最悲观的人。
Out of the 25 pessimistic guys, 3 years later, 21 of them died.
三年以后这个悲观的这一组里面有20 How many died? 21
out of 25
25个人里面有21个人就死掉了
Out of the optimistic group only 6 had died
但是在乐观的那一组只死了6个人
The loss of hope increased their chance of death 300%
这个人没有了希望以后他的死亡率竟然加大了300倍
Loss of hope predicted death more than high blood pressure and high cholesterol and any other medical factor.
没有希望的人生比那个高血压这些有疾病的这些病体还要更加摧毁人。
So this is the conclusion I came to out of that study.
所以看了这个研究以后我得出了一个结论。
It is better to eat Twinkies with hope than broccoli with despair.
如果这人有希望的话你吃那些个垃圾食物也比那个没有希望的人吃健康食物要好。
Place your hope in God, you're gonna live!
把希望寄托在神身上你一定会活得很长。
And God will, when you place your hope in Him, there are three benefits. First of all, you'll be able to soar on wings like eagles.
当你把希望寄托在神身上以后你有三个优势。第一就是你会像如鹰展翅上腾。
Which means God's going to lift you above your problem and you're going to be able to see it from a different perspective.
就是说神会把你提到空中让你从上面往下看自己的困难。
My wife and I went through 7 years of infertility.
牧师和他太太有7年不能生育。
And at the end of those 7 years, God clearly guided us to adopt a beautiful young lady, my daughter.
在节目他们就去收养了一个非常漂亮的女孩。
And now, as we look back from this other perspective, we say that was the most wonderful thing that God introduced into our lives.
他们今天看以前的时候就发现他们收养那个女孩是他们这一生做过的最美好的决定。
God also gives us strength so that we can run and not grow weary.
而且神在我们疲乏困倦的时候他赐给我们力量和能力。
God gives people strength to endure situations that normally would cause you to be tired and to give up.
在一些通常会使我们极其困倦的情形中神会给我们力量让我们能够坚持下去。
And the third consequence is that God will be able to give you the ability to walk and not faint.
第三个好处就是我们奔跑却不困倦。
Which I take is God gives you enough strength for today.
就是说神给我们每天需要的力量。
Nothing supernatural, just that you are able to handle today.
那不是一个超自然的力量而是一种力量让我们能够每天都活得很好。
God keeps his promises.
神是守信用的神。
God will not lie to you.
神不会对我们说谎。
And if you place your hope in him,
如果你把希望寄托在他身上,
he will renew your strength.
他会给你重新得力。
Let me end with this story about a famous American.
我们再讲一个故事。
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
我们讲马丁路德金的故事。
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a pastor down in Montgomery, Alabama, in 1954.
在1954年的时候，马丁路德金是美国南方一个小镇上面的牧师。
And he had no intention of becoming the leader of the civil rights movement.
他没有野心去领导任何一个反抗运动。
He just wanted to pastor a nice little church down there.
他只是想安安稳稳的牧会。
But there was this gal that lived in the city, her name was Rosa Parks.
但是在她的镇上有一个妇女名字叫罗森帕克。
And they picked on Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King stood up for her.
罗萨帕克受到了种族歧视的迫害马丁路德金对她给予了很大的支持。
And after a couple years of leading the civil rights movement, he got a threatening phone call one night.
所以马丁路德金就卷入了这种争取自由民主的运动当中。他收到了一个恐吓电话。
And the threatening phone call said, if you don't leave town in 3 days, we are going to kill you and we are going to burn your house and all your family.
恐吓电话说如果你不立刻卷铺盖走人的话我们就会把你的家都烧掉。
What would you do if you received a phone call like that?
如果你收到一个这样的电话你会怎么反应呢？
Dr. King went to his kitchen and he made a cup of coffee.
路德金他就到厨房里面沏了一杯咖啡。
And he heard a voice say to him in an accusing tone, Where's your mommy and daddy now? How are they going to protect you?
他听到一个微小的声音对他说，你爸爸妈妈在哪儿？他们怎么保护你啊？
Dr. King, as he looked into his coffee, prayed and asked God for help.
路德金看着自己的杯子，他就默默地祷告求神。
He said, Lord, my daughter's in that bedroom and I love her very much.
他说，主啊，我的女儿在睡觉，我很爱她。
And my wife is in that bedroom and I love her very much.
他说，我太太在那边也在休息，我也很爱她。
And I'm afraid of losing them.
我真的很怕失去我的家人。
Lord, I feel weak. Lord, I can't go on.
主啊，我觉得很软弱，我恐怕我不能坚持下去了。
Lord, I'm losing courage.
他说，主啊，我已经失去了勇气。
I have nothing left, Lord. What should I do?
我已经没有力量了，我该如何办呢？
And Dr. King said, in the silence of that moment, he heard the voice of Jesus.
路德金说，正在那一刻，他听到了耶稣的声音。
And Jesus said to him, Martin, I want you to get up.
耶稣说，马丁，你站起来。
I want you to get up from where you are.
你就在这个地方站起来。
And I am going to strengthen you.
我会给你力量。
And I'm going to give you courage.
我会给你勇气。
And I'm going to give you power to overcome this evil.
我也会给你能力战胜这个邪恶。
Martin, get up.
马丁就站起来了。
And Dr. King said that that was his calling.
路德金对后人说，这就是他所受的呼召。
And he exchanged his weakness and he exchanged his despair.And he said he never looked back from that moment on.
在那一刻，他把他的软弱和主的能力交换，从那以后，他就再也不会软弱了。
If you are facing great trials right now,
如果你现在正在面对很大的困扰和考验，
I want to point you to Jesus.
我要把你推荐，让你看耶稣。
If you are in despair right now,
如果你现在陷于绝望当中，
I want to point you to Jesus.
我想让你仰望耶稣。
Put your hope in the Lord.
把你的希望寄托在主的身上。
And he will give you strength to soar like an eagle.
他会给你力量，让你如鹰展翅上腾。
And he will help you to run and not grow weary.
他会帮助你奔跑不困倦。
And he will give you the strength to walk and not be faint.
他会给你力量去行走却不疲乏。
Put your hope in Jesus.
把你的希望寄托在耶稣基督身上。
Lord,
主啊，
we humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前低头。
And all that we have to offer you,
我们所能呈现给你的
is weariness,
是我们的软弱
and stumbling,
我们的疲乏
and falling,
和我们要跌倒。
But Lord, today we place our hope in you.
今天我们把希望都寄托在你的身上。
We ask that you would give us your strength and your power.
请求你给我们力量和能力。
Lord, we trust your promises.
我们相信你的应许。
Lord, we're looking for a great rescue.
我们盼望你给我们的救赎。
And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们耶稣基督的名求， amen.